radio voicemail system. Please leave a message and beware. Your message may be played on the air.
You are so good looking.
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Greetings, Earthling. I am an extraterrestrial being from the planet Gmorm. I have been sent to Earth in the form of this answering machine to propagate with your species in order to spread my highly superior race throughout the universe. You may not realize it, but right now I am having sex with your ear, and I know you like it because you are smiling. You may leave a message at the tone, but then please call back because I am very, very horny.
Hello, you've reached the home of whoever you're calling. We can't take your call right now because we're at Moe's Tavern with a frosty mug of tough beer. Tough. Please leave a message at the beep, and we'll call you back if there isn't a good wrestling match on TV. Beep. Go!
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the Internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
The year 96's biggest blockbuster is here. A skilled team of young politicos attempts what could be the most difficult task in the history of presidential elections.
Good evening, Mr. Phelps. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to make Bill Clinton look like a conservative. Should the president be caught in a lie, he will disavow any knowledge of you. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Jim.
I can't do that. Nobody can do that.
Bill Clinton's White House staffers star in Mission Impossible.
I've invaded KGB headquarters, raided files. I've been in Saddam Hussein's office, but I've never had to do anything this tough before.
Mission Impossible, the story of a crack team of PR people who are pushed to their limits, trying to give Bill Clinton some sense of credibility.
Okay, today he'll say he's against gay marriages. And he has put 100,000 cops on the street.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, the public's going to believe that. Why don't you just have him announce he's for meaningful welfare reform? No. Have him say he likes Tommy Thompson's welfare plan. Gee.
Mission Impossible. Better see this one. There may not be a sequel.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Post office. Glad to be of service.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for listening to Under Fire Radio. Brought to you today by Kool-Aid, Twizzlers, and Shada with no shirt. I am Shada.
I'm Berserk.
And today we have... I'm talking. And today we have a special guest with us, Minion.
Minion's the contest winner of our image contest.
Oh, yeah.
And, he's... And one of our most faithful listeners. So we decided to put him on the show.
Yeah.
So there he is.
We don't have any, you know, gay sex stories to talk about like we did with Murdoch. Okay. But I think we can keep you entertained anyway.
Hopefully. let's see here. What do we want to start with? News or email?
Email.
Okay.
Email.
Email.
Am I the only one by a computer? Well, I guess I'm the only one with access to the email, so.
Pretty much.
If you haven't noticed, Berserk always records outside because he gets no reception inside. So. Let's see.
If you have a problem with this, please write letters to AT&T Singular for the state of Iowa asking to make their coverage area larger. It cuts off on the side of my house.
Sucks to be you.
I would do this on Rome, but the show's not worth 53 cents a minute to me.
All right, well, our first email comes from Joe Hacker, 2004. And he says, I know it's cutting it close, but can you guys sign up at http://dance.battlebands.com and vote for my school's dance team, blah, 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 blah. So apparently, he likes us enough to let us vote for his dance team. Now, I don't know
dance
who this guy is.
Or band. Did you say dance?
What?
Did you say dance or band?
Dance.
Okay. Dance?
Yeah, he says it would make the dance team happy to win $1,000, and it would make me happy having 12 girls jumping around me the last competition they... Wait. Jumping around me. I assume he meant to put a period after that. The last competition they won, which he spelled out the number one, I lost count of how many kisses and hugs I got, so make them happy. LOL. Later.
So Joe. He's trying to bring it on.
He was trying to bring it on.
Yeah. Dude, what... What would make someone want to send someone by the dance team to us?
I honestly don't know.
Do we sound like dance team kind of people? I mean, sure, if it's online, I guess I'll go vote for it because he emailed us.
Yeah, so
I don't like
everybody dance. On February 21st at 6 p.m. Central Time, go to dance.battlebands.com and vote for Hopkins Central.
Dude, link that on the site. Have, like, everybody vote for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that as
well. That'd be fucked up if they won because of us.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
The tape with a Rigby Bands contest. Then we have to put that in a banner for other sites. It'd help you win dance contests.
We gotta make them make a video for us.
That would be great.
Actually, well, they can make you a video for show series.
What was that? Oh, yes,
they could. Make a dance video for you for show series.
They could do that. That would be great. Jesus, who keeps signing on and off? Oh, my ex.
You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about showseries.com, Shaded TV
show. Oh, yeah.
Show.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've pimped that.
Yeah.
Go to showseries.com. That's me and Pope Bob's internet TV show thing. It's a comedy type thing. So check it out. We have a couple things up there right now. We'll probably get sued eventually for it, so watch out.
Get it well taught.
Yeah. I'm actually considering taking down the two music videos for that reason, because I'm paranoid like that.
You should really just mail Weird Al and ask him if you can use it in a music video.
I was talking to Anhui.
Yeah,
and he
all he does is use parodies of other people's songs, you know?
Yeah, I know, but this is the whole song, though, his song. He takes their songs and changes the whole thing up.
Yeah. Well, you're not making money off it, though.
True.
I think you should just see if he replies.
I don't know. I have a feeling Weird Al isn't too worried about the whole free exchange of music on the internet thing.
Yeah, I would probably have to talk to the labels. I talked to Anhui about it. He was the one who actually brought it up, so thank you for that one. But, yeah, I meant to, get around to it like a week and a half ago. I just never did. I was going to call both of the labels up and be like, hey, you know, I'm thinking of doing this. And by the way, I'm recording this phone call. So.
Yeah.
All right. More email.
Okay. First of all, we have a new voicemail. I don't think it was it announced yet? I don't think so. But
I put it in the contact area.
All right. Well, either way, we have a new email, or voicemail thing, which is 206-573-FIRE, correct? Am I right on that? Oh, wait, no.
I don't think so.
206-203-FIRE? Am I just way off here? Yeah, it's 206-203-FIRE. That's what it is.
Yeah, 203-FIRE.
FIRE!
FIRE!
But anyway, yeah, so call us there.
Yep, you can send us faxes, too, if you have any reason to do that.
Woohoo. There, okay, and we got another email from Natalie. We found out, I've been talking to her online, and it actually is Natalie. So, yeah.
Girl?
But, yeah, a girl. And, yeah, she sent me a couple pictures. And may I say, she is very, very attractive.
Well, we're still starting a listener section.
But I know. That's
what I was saying.
I've been thinking about that. Coughing off,
hey,
you know, Geek Love Radio.
We could do it, too. have you seen their listener section for the girls?
Yes, I have. Wow.
Yeah, dude, they only live down the way from me.
Yeah, I know.
And awesome. I'm like, man, I need to go somewhere.
Didn't, or I believe DJ Mollusk used to, or he grew up in your town, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I'm amazing.
He's We're all fucking children of the corn. So if you're wondering, I've already smoked 2 cigarettes this show.
Amazing.
Were you telling me how many cigarettes I can smoke in a show?
Can I have your stuff when you die?
Your what?
Can I have your stuff when you die?
What stuff? I don't have anything.
I don't have much stuff.
He has like a cell phone.
300 megahertz Linux box.
Yeah. No, but those walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah, dude. Did I tell you about the shooter? Did I tell you about the eBay auction I won?
No, you did not. Why don't you tell me?
I got 8 brand new FRS, GMRS walkie-talkies for $22.
If I knew anything about those, I would say yay.
They're like, you know, like the Motorola radios.
The what?
Those Motorola talk about walkie-talkies.
Uh-huh.
It's like those, just a different band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a 2 to 5 mile range, 22 channels, encrypted channels, like among the same brand. So like, if I got, you know, those 8 can talk encrypted. It's not like serious encryption or stuff that other people won't understand yet.
So you think you would reach from there to here?
Probably not. We did try to make some coast to coast walkie talkies once though, using voice, I guess voice is, the old AIM, talk feature first came out. We tried to hook up a microphone speaker system to a computer using that so we could have it relay through that from a radio. And if we could be somewhere within an area of a computer within a couple of miles, we'll still pick it up.
It's actually a
so there's like people out. There's people out exploring in Boston and people out exploring in Alabama, and we were all talking to each other.
Nice.
That's awesome. But I'm going to get back to
the email. That's the project we should work on, figure out how to link up through VoIP. Talking so like if there was Helium and different things going on or freaking and you know some shit or people out doing stuff that could be people almost like a walkie-talkie conference. No,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So that is our new Under Fire Radio project. If you have any suggestions, please email us at underfireradio. All right, email at underfireradio.com.
The only thing that's a real bitch. I mean, the internet protocol is not very hard. The thing that's a bitch is wiring up the microphone.
I would think so. Plus, you got to have drivers and everything for it. Which for those of us who can't code.
You can't have to push a button to send. It has to automatically know when sound goes to it to transmit.
Couldn't there be like a Skype conference or something similar to that, just hooked up to the microphone?
Pretty much, yeah. There's going to be a delay on it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to
get a delay.
I don't think it'd be a really large delay, though. Maybe a couple seconds max.
And the whole thing is you're going to have to be within a certain area of a computer, but like, you know, let's say, you know, if you're out war driving and you find a place to explore, you know, you park your car, leave your fucking laptop running, fucking with your shit hooked up to VoIP, and fucking go somewhere within a couple miles where you still got reception and you're fine.
Or better yet, run halfway in between the place and your house and set a repeater down.
Well,
that'll work.
Yeah. A bitch to carry with you, though. That's the signal repeater. But, all right, was there any other emails?
Yeah, I was going to read the ones from Natalie. We got a couple of them. Anyway, so she says, hey, guys. So, yeah, I'm a quote-unquote chick. In other words, I have boobs, big ones, and I'm not a guy, no penis. And you say my name like you would say Natalie. I just got bored when I left school a few years ago and lopped off the E. I'm considering a change back to the usual spelling, but I mostly like confusing people on the internet, so I figure I can't be bothered.
Oh, wait, so she's an adult too?
She's 21.
Holy crap.
And if I could be bothered, I'd totally manipulate Berserk to get on the radio, because it's so influential and everything. But I'm busy over at www.theninhotline.net. Yeah, look at that plug. I'm ace. It's a Nine Inch Nails news fan site. I'm not a goth, though, and don't insinuate that I am. Doing updates and stuff. And I'm in the UK, so that could be expensive, so maybe not. In short, you say my name normal, and you have a hot British chick listening to your show with boobs. I know how guys like boobs. Rejoice.
Okay, so
also, you both sound hot, and I'll totally be your hypothetical internet girlfriend radio groupie. Rejoice again, Natalie.
Dude, we are so cool as of today.
I know. So I wrote her back, and I think...
Dude, I will pay the 40 cents a minute cell phone call England thing.
Oh, well, I have a solution to that, so it's okay.
Yeah, do you got your asterisk box set up yet?
I was gonna get to that later in the...
Okay, yeah. Here's the email.
Okay. But anyway, so I wrote her back. I said, just for information, if we ever did decide to have your chickeness on the show, I just managed to get a box for asterisk, so we could call you and it'd be super cheap with my wonderful VoIP service. So yeah, maybe one day you boob have her. Dot, dot, dot. Shada. Anyway.
We should make one day, like Saturday.
We could do that after I get some hard drives. That's all I need, but anyway. She says, Shada, you are so cute. If I had that $100 you were discussing on the show, I'd take you out on a date and show you a good time, i.e. sushi and a cheap movie. Then I'd take the rest and buy myself new RAM, because I need it. Feel free to solicit donations. Blah, blah. Also, what happened to the download stream this time around? That was really annoying. Natalie. But yeah. So as I said, we have a hot chick listening to the show.
I got a question about that too. What the fuck did happen to the download stream?
I don't know.
Everybody's bitching about it, and I went and clicked on it and used it, and it worked fine.
Yeah, I didn't have a single problem with it, but I don't know.
Were you people not clicking it right or something? It works fine.
It was fine for me.
It's the left button, not the right.
Like 4 hours. For like 4 hours, I'll stream up. Then I put it up. So, I think there might have been a half hour there where the stream went to the wrong file because we're in the process of changing servers for the hosting of the actual show itself. So we had to transfer everything over and change all of the stream files to point to the right file. And that took a little while.
Yeah.
But it was done. Every single show link on the front page works.
They do for me, at least.
Yeah, is there any other emails?
Nope, that's it.
All right. So, on to your asterisk box.
Yeah.
You got a cool
okay,
prize.
So, I'm going to college here in Florida, and in one of my classes, Monday or something, somebody struck up a conversation. He started talking some computer geek talk, so I was like, dude, get out of Windows 98 and go to Linux. It's so much better. So he's like, dude, I know, I have Linux. Right now I've got a dual boot with Nozix and 98 SE. So we started talking about that. This is like a 35-year-old guy, but that's okay, I suppose. He's going to be a nurse. But anyway, so then there's this really big fat guy who sits over, like, at the table beside mine. I don't know what his name is, but he got into the conversation, too. Apparently, he's a big game freak. So anyway, he donated a box that is 1.3 gigahertz. Has 512 megs of RAM, and a disk drive, and it's got the Ethernet card and everything, but it needed a new power supply, and some hard drives, and a CD drive. So I just took out the power supply from one of my other computers, which I'm hoping it'll still work, because it came with a 300, and I put a 250 in there, so I'm hoping that'll still work. I don't know yet, I haven't tried it. And I put an Uberlead 16X CD drive in there.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I have a 52 by that I could give you.
Oh, I wouldn't have that at all.
I got a 52X sitting around that I took out of a Barbie computer.
A Barbie computer?
No, there was, like, this house that got abandoned, like, last year before. And you ever seen those Hot Wheels computers?
Yeah.
They got the same one, but it's Barbie. Compact computers, dude, and there's no serial anything on it. It's all USB. There's like 8 USB things in the back, and that's it.
God damn.
The keyboard, mouse, like the only thing that would hook up normal would be a monitor. And we just took it apart. Everything was like mini PCI. It was such a fucked up computer, but we took it apart for parts, and I still got this silver 52X one sitting around with Barbie on it.
I know you
want to rock the Barbie CD-ROM in there.
Dude, I would so love to have that thing. I would pay you that and then for some shipping for that. I've got somebody who's going to send me 2 8-gig hard drives, hopefully, if he can find them. If not, I can just buy, 10, 20 gig for fairly cheap. That's not that big a deal. So
I'll probably end up buying some on eBay by the end of the week, dude. That's like my new addiction.
apparently I've been banned from eBay. Yeah, they had some like weird charge on there. I hadn't used it in like months, and all of a sudden I got this 35-cent charge, and I'm like, dude, that's 35 cents. I'm not paying that. I haven't used this thing in months. So I didn't pay it, and somehow it got to like $37, and then they locked my account.
That's $37?
Yeah. So from 35 cents to $37.
They charge you to use eBay?
Huh?
They charge you to use eBay?
I guess. I don't know what happened.
I probably didn't
I probably should have read the top agreement before I clicked OK. I really, dude, I've been trying to make myself read top agreements now, but they're so long.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Like, I start reading it, and I just skip all the shit that's actually important. And then, okay.
So I guess as long as you pay your 35 cents, you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, so I'm thinking of just seeing about getting one from, like, a pawn shop or something around here, hopefully, maybe. I don't know. If not, I'll just, you know, go to Best Buy or something, because I'm lazy and I don't want to wait.
Yeah, don't go to Best Buy, dude.
Hey, that's, like, the only thing they have around
here. If you've been on a crappy one there, you could buy, like, a 200 gig from somewhere else.
Yeah, I know, but we have, like, nothing else around here, so.
My school has a bunch of hard drives just laying around. I might be able to gank one.
Well, feel free. But I did not suggest that you do that.
Yeah. If you were to accidentally come upon a hard drive, we would accept it.
Yes.
Yes.
So did you know that scientists have created a robotic arm that can be controlled by the thought of its operator alone?
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Well, now you do. It was developed at Pittsburgh University. It has a fully mobile shoulder, an elbow, and a gripper that works just like a hand. In early tests, monkeys had tiny probes inserted into their brains and had their limbs restrained, but were then able to manipulate the robotic arm. The inventors believe it could help people who have lost limb function through disease or trauma. The mechanical arm research was described at the annual meeting of the American Association for Advancement of Science, held this year in Washington, D.C. Human tests have already shown corresponding patterns of brain signals linked to limb movements. Dr. Andrew Schwartz's team inserted a number of tiny probes into the brains of monkeys. The probes interpret signals from the individual nerve cells in the motor cortex. So yeah, as I usually do, I'm going to skip the rest of it. But basically, you can think and move a fake arm now. That's kind of cool.
Awesome. That's like, we'll do next thing you know, we're going to have half human, half robots.
That would be neato. And then
have
Matrix,
a red
eyes.
Well,
and then the Matrix
shit.
Would happen.
Walking up like, eyes all zooming in and shit, arms like, wah, 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 wah.
But, Berserk, you know, if that did happen, you wouldn't be able to walk into the room with the big thing there at your work. It would, like, shock you to death. And you wouldn't
yeah.
be able to move around.
Well, I don't have that, so I'm 100% human, baby.
Dude, that's so weird nowadays.
I never thought that'd be a factor that I'm, like, you know, pure human.
That's just too weird.
Yeah. A chip implanted in your brain, that just sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, I know.
That's like the start of something going wrong. Because you're leaving what's going on up to the human brain, which is, you know, yes, a very smart and great thing, but also very stupid. We ruin everything.
Well, it's what we're good at.
Well, yeah. So, I sent you an article about one of my douchebags of the week.
Yeah.
So check that out.
Hold on.
Pretty much. You want to just read it?
Okay. Hold on.
I'm going to say right now.
I'm finished chewing. So, talk for a second.
Do not do this at home or anywhere ever. It's stupid.
Yes, it is. Okay. Anyway. Cough, cough. A Crown Point man has died after he wore what he thought was a bulletproof vest and asked a friend to shoot him. Police say that Daniel Wright was going to join the military and wanted some battlefield experience. So the 20-year-old voluntarily put on what he thought was a bulletproof vest and asked his friend to shoot him with a 20-gauge shotgun. It was actually a flak jacket not designed to stop a bullet. Wright later died at a Gary hospital. The Northwest Indiana man's friends initially told police a stranger outside a Gary liquor store murdered him. 20-year-old Robert Lee Stottlemyre was charged with reckless homicide for allegedly shooting Wright, and 19-year-old Brock Biker and an 18-year-old Michael Searle, or Searle or something, I don't know, are charged with concealing the homicide and providing false information. All are from Hobart. I assume that's the city.
Yeah, I'd hope so. That is just stupid. Now, what I was thinking when I first saw the headline for the article and I looked at it, I was thinking, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's these people walking around and they got like these G-Unit 50 cent clothes on, and one of the clothes they got looks like a bulletproof vest. It says like G-Unit on or something. So I was afraid he used that bitch. But no, he's got a flak jacket. I mean, flak jacket, bulletproof vest, anything. Don't ever have someone shoot you with a shotgun.
I bet it was a slug, too.
Man, it was just, like, well, even if it was, you know, buckshot or something, it's going to spray out and go in your arms and shit like that.
Exactly.
Unless they did it, you know, right in front of you, which didn't point shot blank with any weapon, it's probably not going to get stopped by a bulletproof vest. Bulletproof vests, if you ever used one or looked at one, they don't say bulletproof vests. They say bullet-resistant vests. And that's about all they do. They resist against bullets. You can shoot someone through a bulletproof vest, no problem.
Yeah, because all that they're doing is depending upon the memory of the body to push back against the vest. Like, if you were to take a vest and put it up against hard surface, it would go straight through the vest and into the hard surface. But because the vest has tight-knit Kevlar on it, it will allow the body to spread the force throughout your body. So if you've got a high enough power, it's just going to go straight through that and shred.
I just learned something.
So did I. Well, thank you very much, Minion.
Planning on shooting himself for a while, I guess.
No, I'm an encyclopedia of completely useless information, so it's all good.
Pretty good at that, too.
Oh, yeah. So, what's next? We had another douchebag of the week.
This just happened a couple minutes ago. Right before the United starts the show, I got online to message Minion and Shade to make sure everything was set and everything.
So
I get an IM. I'm going to set it up first.
Okay.
But yeah, get an IM from... I'm going to just drop his name, dude. This is KHO. You would know him from the Binrad forums. And he is our douchebag of the week. Not only is he our douchebag of the week, he's getting put in front of the show. Usually the douchebag of the week goes in the back. So, I know you're listening, dude. Even though you said you won't, I know you're listening. You are the douchebag of the week.
Be proud of it.
Read on, my brother.
KHO. Yo, Berserk. Does any episodes of your radio show give me any info on hacking something? Berserk. No. KHO. Okay, just wondering. Why the fuck would I listen to your show then? Berserk. Don't. KHO. It's completely useless? Berserk. Yep. KHO. That's stupid. Okay, I'm done. Berserk. Hacking isn't even one of the show's topics. It never was. KHO. Oh. What are the topics? Berserk. Listen to BinRev or another radio show if you want that. KHO. Have you ever heard hack talk on BinRev radio? Berserk. Hackerish. More than you'll hear with us. If you're looking for step-by-step instructions on how to hack something, you'll never find them. And you need to reevaluate your goals with technology, in my opinion. KHO, logged out.
That is the douchebag of the week.
Yeah.
You can find that log for your own enjoyment at biz.underfireradio.com/D-O-T-W.txt. It's D-O-T-W. Douchebag of the week. .txt.
So, yes.
And
very much so.
I wish it was funnier so I could bash him. But it's only funny if you listen to Under Fire. Because, I mean, when once have we ever said this show was about hacking?
I don't think we have.
like, I think one of the main things when we started is that it wasn't going to be about hacking.
I'm pretty sure.
Why was it going to be
about hacking? It was going to be about Essie and Yui.
So we're talking about Essie, Yui, some freaking, and whatever the fuck else we want to talk about this week.
And thus far,
that is our program guideline. Those are the exact words, and whatever the fuck else we feel like talking about this week.
I believe that
was actually... That's pretty much the way the show goes. We just talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
And for some odd reason, it works.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I hate our show. We have no content. There's nothing. It's not worth listening to. I have no idea why you people are listening to the show right now.
I don't either, but...
We do.
Keep listening.
Hundreds of you do every week, so we're going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, you have to email me that the link for the stats page, because I lost that.
Okay, well, you have to log into the cPanel for that.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't find it the other day. I was looking for the showseries.com one. But anyway, whatever. So, yeah, Minion had a douchebag, didn't he?
I believe I do.
One of them. You remember what I said?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes. All right, I got on the BinRes sometime in 2003, BinRes forums, and after I got there, I'd been there for a couple months, then Majestic, out of nowhere, just starts bitching me out for apparently no reason. So I just kept using the forums. I went off of it for about 3 months and come back, and anything that I seem to make a comment about, he has derogatory / idiotic things to say about anything that I've said. And I guess it all started when someone by the name of Minion messaged him or something to that effect and asked him to hack something for them. And back then, I've never had the screen name Minion on anything. It's always been Minion TV, Minion 42, anything like that. But apparently Majestic mistook me for this other skitty that wanted to have him hack shit for him, and I started it negative with him. So, yeah, that's my douchebag of the week. So, yeah.
There you have it.
You have his story.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
That was such a good movie.
Was. Like the tomato soup, Red Sea. That was awesome.
I have no idea what you just said.
When he's sitting in the restaurant and he splits his tomato soup like it's the Red Sea.
Oh, yes, that was great. That was good.
Yeah.
Great
movie. All right, moving on.
Oh, speaking about movies, I sort of have a movie review, I guess. So, I don't know if you've all seen it or not yet, but the movie Hitch with Will Smith and Kevin James. May I say, first off, what? What was that?
I said I was thinking about seeing that. I don't really like Will Smith very much, but it looks funny.
Okay, well, let me start off by saying that on the bad side, I didn't really find one. That movie was one of the funniest movies I have seen in such a long time. You think it's going to be, like, all sappy and everything at first, sort of? And then, I mean, I guess it's kind of like a love story, kind of, like a romantic comedy, sort of, you know? But it's like a man's romantic comedy. I don't know how to explain it, but it was outright hilarious.
It's got Kevin James in it, you know?
Yeah,
he's a funny ass.
Kevin
guy.
James is the man. If you ever watched King of Queens, or if you haven't, you need to start.
Oh,
I have the first three seasons on DVD, which I am the proud owner of season one, working on buying the other two. Love that show.
It's a good show.
That was an awesome
it
show.
It still is a good show. It's still on the air.
It's in its seventh season, right? I think.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure it's seven.
So, it was a good
how many cigarettes
do you have? I should go see it.
You should go see that very soon. And Minion had a question about how many cigarettes you're on right now.
Four.
Okay. Keeping a running tab. Okay, and I found a website that Strom Carlson linked to on BinRev. I thought it was kind of cool. So I figured, you know, since we haven't had a side of the week or anything in a long time, I can make this the side of the week. I just found this a couple minutes ago, so, you know, improv. Which is oddly enough, the website is improveverywhere.com. Basically what they do is they go out and, here, let me read the thing. Improv Everywhere causes scenes of chaos and joy in public places. Created in August of 2001 by Charlie Todd, Improv Everywhere has executed over 40 missions involving over 100 undercover agents. The group is based in New York City. So basically, these guys go out and do things like, have you ever seen, what's that show on Comedy Central? Trigger Happy TV? Basically that kind of stuff. So, it's hilarious. Very good stuff.
Oh, there's I know this has nothing to do with anything, dude, but there's a nest of blue jays next to my garage. There's a bunch of little baby blue jays.
Oh, how cute.
Blue jays are nice birds. Well, looking birds. They steal all your shit. Yeah. But, okay.
So, anyway, again, that website was improveverywhere.com. Go, check it out. And while you're at it, check out showseries.com as well. And underfireradio.com.
Last week's site of the week, which was telcosource.net.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Still need contributors. That site ain't going nowhere right now.
You should get contributors over there. There are some of us,
well, honestly,
like me, who don't know.
I got enough material to fill up paper for that, but I haven't gone out of my way to do it yet. I'm thinking I'll go in the real cheap route and just give them links to the Google searches that find lots of information. So that would be just way too cheap and bogus.
Yeah, what else? What else do we have?
All right. Well, just to let people know, if you didn't figure it out already, I once again wrote notes for the show at work. Had some great ideas. Lost them. And
I'm gonna have to get you like a PDA and like staple it to your arm or something.
Yes, I need a PDA. I will not lose a PDA. My boss wouldn't let me play with the trio at work.
Who did?
My boss. I asked if I could play with the trio, like the little PDA / phone that I got for T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, he wouldn't let me do it.
You freak. No pun intended.
You know, it's just in case I, you know, want to buy a $2,000 phone.
True.
I saw a link somewhere to a 5-megapixel phone camera. Or camera. There we go.
Five?
Are you serious?
Yeah, 5-megapixel. But, dude, it's like $7,000.
Well, no shit.
Well, no shit.
Yeah, and also there's a Canon EOS Mach 2 or something like that. And it's 16.3 megapixels. And I was just like, oh, my God. But it's
a phone?
$8,000. No, camera.
Oh.
All right.
Regular camera. New camera.
Well, 15 is high as hell, but, man, if that was in a phone, that would just be, goddamn.
Same.
I'd be getting lenses and shit for the phone.
Exactly. Camera, it's $8,000, and I guess it can create gargantuan images. It's awesome. And it has compatibility with 27mm lenses, so that's all good.
Nice.
Hold on, I'm looking into this. It's a Samsung.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that looks nice.
I know.
A true digital convergence product that combines a gamut of innovative technologies, including a true color LCD, 16 million colors, text-to-speech conversion capability, as well as a 5-megapixel CCD camera. Wow.
It's got 16 million colors?
Uh-huh.
I thought mine was cool because it had 16,000 colors. Hell, I remember when Windows was cool because it had 256 colors. Holy crap, how could you use that many colors?
Let's see here. See if I can find a price real quick.
Too damn expensive.
I don't see a price, hold on.
Speaking of expensive handheld devices, I was looking into that Sony PSP. PlayStation Portable.
Uh-huh.
That thing was badass.
Yeah. If you're into the games more than, like, the movies and all that, I would really rather go with a DS, Nintendo Dual Screen.
Yeah, I'm not going to really... I mean, the way the movies work, I'm not sure. The low discs, or...
Well, yeah, they're UMD discs, or something like that, Universal Media Devices. They're kind of like U-shaped discs with solid state, or not solid state, they're like basically little mini hard drives. You just kind of...
But you'd have to buy movies on...
Yeah, you would. No, actually...
They're going to be expensive, and they're going to be only useful on that shit.
Yeah.
So
I think
the movie things can go over that big.
Yeah, there might actually be some hacks for it so that you can, like, download movies, rip them into the format, and put them down.
That's what I've seen, because it's got an MP3 player. Like, I know a guy who's got something that, it's just like a handheld DVD player, and he can play with movies.
Yeah.
If you get an AVI and name it MP3, it'll play it as an AVI.
Yeah.
That might be a way of doing it, and I believe his product is Sony also, so I think that it automatically, like, it allows it to play MP3 files, and it will play whatever media it needs.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they're not using DVD stuff, so they're probably pretty much using the same shit that works for AVIs.
The whole thing about that is the fact that it's got, like, a 3 or 4 hour battery life max, so you're not going to be able to get much out of it. On low-end games, you could get up to 8, but... If you're going to be playing any regular PlayStation 2 games with the high graphics level, you're going to be getting 2 to 4 hours.
Well, the DS is like half the fucking price, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah. Personally, I haven't used the portable PS2, but the Nintendo DS, I've played that. I didn't really care for the whole dual screen thing, but that's just me.
The PS2 is not out in America, not until March 25th. I was looking at one on eBay the other day. That's from Japan. And I almost got it, but I didn't know because it was just, I mean, it was bidding at like $300. It probably would have gone up to like 400 and something. Which, like, if you go to places like GameStop, like, they don't sell it alone. You'll have to pre-order the game. And it's like $400 for the cheapest one. Yeah, so, yeah, it came up to like $400. And I was thinking of getting it because, like, I was looking at places like GameStop and that you can pre-order them. You have to get them with a game and a package. And it was like, the cheapest one was like $400 for like the game, like Madden. And
damn, eight football games.
Yeah, there's no reason I would ever want to play Madden in the first place, but let alone when I'm out in mobile, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, games like, you know, Tony Hawk and fucking, I think they got Gran Turismo for it and like Need for Speed Underground and shit like that. They got pretty much most of the PS2 titles on there. It looks pretty fat, but I think it's going to be like $300-$400. And the games are going to be like $50, $60, maybe even more dollars, you know?
Yeah.
That's one thing that kills these video games these days. Like, you can buy a GameCube for $100. But if you want to buy two games, it's another $100.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the fuck? How's a game going to cost half as much as the system?
And then again, you saw that modded Xbox. Why not just get that versus your damn PSP?
That bitch was it.
What?
That bitch is what, like $500-$600?
If you can get your own Xbox, you can mod it yourself.
Yeah, I know I can mod an Xbox myself. The problem is getting a fucking Xbox.
Yeah.
We have one here.
I can't find anywhere, dude. I've been trying stores all over the state, online and shit. People are selling them for fucking like $300. And I'm not paying $300 for an Xbox when, you know, 3 months ago I got one for $139, you know?
Aren't they like $150 right now?
Well, they vary in area, actually, but for like about 6 months there, luckily they went down to $139. But the town I live in is actually like, I think it was the city that originally had the most Xboxes in it, like per capita. Because like there's nothing to do here and people play video games. Like when a new game system comes out, people will wait out, like you'll go to the parent's apartment in a Walmart at 11 o'clock, you know, before it turns midnight, there'll be hundreds of people waiting there to buy it.
Yeah.
And you don't usually see that in other cities.
We've got a bunch of rich bitches here, so they just, like, order it from Japan. Seriously, Boise has the highest amount of millionaires per capita.
They got a very high amount of assholes per capita, too.
Exactly.
You see, you might have all that, but I think I have it worst. I have the most old people, okay? I hate old people. My life is consumed by them. I drive with them, and at work, I am, like, surrounded by old, stupid people.
Check this out, though. I was looking at some statistics, right? And I always thought Florida had the most old people, right? That's generally what people think, right? I found out per capita, not only does Iowa have the most old people, but the most fat people.
Nice.
We have video games. We also have the most fat old people.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, so driving
the circular distance.
We like to go sometimes down by the senior center and wait for them to leave and then drive in front of a group of their cars in the left lane with our turn signal on at 10 miles an hour, and none of them pass us. They just ride along and they turn their turn signal on too, like, oh, it's a parade or something.
Maybe it's a new fad. I don't know.
Right, so I think we're also have to turn our brake light on. What's this thing on the jig do?
The ejection button for his wife.
I might buy a Cadillac for the dead guy, though. Oh, that didn't sound right. This guy died, and he had a Cadillac, and I guess, like, he hasn't driven it, like, except for, like, once or twice a year to like, church since, like, 1987. It's like an 85 Cadillac Fleetwood or something, and I think it's got, like, 1,000 miles on it. And they're looking at, like, $1,000 for it.
Get it, dude.
Yeah. I was looking at a Lincoln from a friend of mine for, like, $2,000. It's a newer Lincoln. And $2,000 is the price, but I think we're covered. And, dude, an old, like, mint-condition old guy fucking Fleetwood.
Oh, yeah.
Fleetham the Elegance. It's, like, the nicest Fleetwood you can get.
Damn. Good.
Like, the leather seats, all that shit. I think they might even be heated seats.
Nice. The Zerk will have to... What the hell is that?
What's what?
Hello?
Hello.
Who?
Hi.
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, now we sound like a bunch of jackasses.
Rawr.
All right, so after we edited this out...
No.
Then, all right, so do we have any sort of content at all?
See, I do.
I think Shada was.
I have content, sort of.
Okay.
This is, like, not uncommon knowledge in the hacker world, being that it's very simple. But for all you complete and hopeless noobs out there, I'm going to teach you how to social engineer an email.
Oh, yes.
That's what Tigger said to you.
Sorry, I had to cough.
But anyway, so yes, I'm going to teach you how to social engineer in an email. It's amazing, right? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
You can find this all over the internet. It's not hard to find. Basically, it's using Telnet to spoof your the header in your email so that it looks like it came from whatever email address you wanted it to. And then in the email, you could put whatever you want. So I could get into some less legal things, but I'm just going to leave that out for my own safety's sake. So yeah, basically, with this, you can email from whatever email you want. Like, if you really wanted to, you could email somebody from admin@ebay.com, since we're on the eBay spree today. But usually, most mail servers use sendmail, which if you telnet to a server, port 25, that's what it's going to be on.
It'll say
send. Huh?
When you telnet to it, it'll say sendmail in the version.
Yes, it will. So if you don't know what telnetting is, I'll just tell you real quick. Basically, if you go into your command prompt in Windows, if you don't know what telnet is, I'm going to assume you use Windows. But anyway, if you go into the command prompt and you type telnet, and you type telnet, then you're using telnet. So basically what you're going to want to do is you're going to type in telnet and then the SMTP server, which could be some, I believe Yahoo's is mail.yahoo.com or something like that. So telnet space the SMTP server space 25 for port 25. Then you'll hit enter. And it'll connect, hopefully. If not, this won't work at all. But it'll connect to them, and you'll see something. It'll tell you, like, the send mail server, the date, and the time. So, basically, now it's just waiting for you to put a command in here. So, you can... basically, what you want to do is tell the server, hello, hi, I'm here, you know, hi, what's up? So you type H-E-L-O, H-E-L-O for hello. You type that and hit enter.
One L?
One L.
Okay, H-E-L-O.
Yes. I've been told before you have to put H-E-L-O, it's all caps, by the way, space, and then the server again, but I'm pretty sure you don't have to, because I never have. So H-E-L-O space server, just in case, you know, and it'll tell you what your IP is and everything, and sometimes it'll give you a nice little message. If not, it'll just give you, you know, you can type some more stuff. So basically, what you have to do now is tell them who you are. In order to do that, you type mail from colon, like one or two words, mail space from colon, all caps again, and then the email address you want to use. So if you would put mail from colon space admin at ebay.com. Hit enter, and it'll tell you that that's okay. It'll say the email you wanted, and then it'll say sender okay. So basically, any email you send from this for right now, it's going to be from admin at ebay.com. So now you have to tell who you want to send it to. In order to do that, you type in RCPT space TO colon, recipient 2, basically. And then, again, you use the same format, RCPT 2 colon space, and then the email I just want to send it to, which could be email at underfireradio.com. So have fun spoofing us emails, if you'd like, you noobs. Then, for the content of the email, you're going to type data, and then hit enter, and you'll type in your message, and whenever you're done typing whatever the message is, hit enter, and it will send it. So, to disconnect after that, just type in quit, and it'll go. So.
Yeah.
So now, you can all spoof everyone. Be happy.
Email owned.
Yes.
Only use this for good.
Because if you don't, that would be bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
that was my content.
Yeah. Did you have anything, Minion, you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think. Shaded, did you want me to get some Photoshop tips?
Yes, I did, because you are the Photoshop god and all. I want you to... That would be awesome.
All right. What do you think they should know?
How to use Photoshop. Where do you get your paintbrushes from?
All right. See, Photoshop has its own set of brushes. God damn, turn off the game sound.
Sorry. Anyway.
Seriously, me and Minnie have been talking about this for like a week. But how annoying is it when your game makes that fucking noise? Last week, I almost fucking snapped.
Am I like the only person that
next
doesn't
time,
bother?
Tell them to turn that shit the fuck off.
Yeah. But, okay, so you got Photoshop open and you can see your little brush in your palette and whatever. So you click on the little brush icon. Then you have just the regular round brushes and just round brushes that you start out with. Then to the right of that little thing, there's a little black circular button with a little black kind of vector to the right. And you click that, and there should be some brushes down in the bottom of it. And it'll say, like, assorted brushes and different Fox brushes, dry media, calligraphics, stuff like that. And you click on one of those, and then it'll come up with a little window, and it'll say, append, replace, or cancel. You want to click append, then you have that set of brushes in your brush list now to select from. Do that for all those brushes. Then you go and you download brushes by just Googling Photoshop brushes. And you download the brushes, you take them, put them in the Adobe, then Photoshop, then presets, then brushes, and then just put the files in there, and then do the same append thing, and you've got new brushes. Now, brushes, they aren't necessarily all that original, but they are very good for making things that look good. You can make your own brushes as well by selecting a layer, going edit, new, brush, and then you can have it as a new brush and that's awesome. So that's how you can get your brushes. And anything else?
I'm sure there is, because Photoshop's not exactly a small program.
Exactly, but I mean, anything that I should explain.
Do you just have any tips for people getting started in Photoshopping?
Yeah, when you start out Photoshopping, save every single step of the work. Meaning, if you make a change to a text, like a layer, and you put different text into it, save that as a .psd and a new name, because you're going to fuck up somewhere along the line, and you're going to want to go back to what you had before. You can when you saved. And in order to save space, if you've got a small hard drive, you can just create a new layer and work on that layer as your editing layer. So, yeah, and you can create new layers by going layer, new layer, new layer. And, or you can do Control Shift N. It'll give you a new layer. Yeah.
Let me open Photoshop, and I'm sure I can come up with something.
Photoshop fucking... I'm awful with that thing, man. I shouldn't be allowed to have it. I love Photoshop.
I love Photoshop.
I don't make any images. I just manipulate images here and there, and I'm happy with my GIMP. There was a new update to GIMP this week. Any of you Debian users out there, if you haven't in the last week updated, there's been some big updates, not only for Debian, for the apt-get had ass load of updates. So make sure you update and your Debian.
Oh, guys, I got a virtual PC, so I've got a pretty nice machine, and it should run Linux okay. Probably better than the Zerps got it right now, but I need a Linux distro, because I don't have the bandwidth to be able to download one. Stuck my ass with 56K.
All right, well, what would you suggest
for Linux noob?
Have you ever used it before?
I have, but I'm familiar with command prompt, so on and so forth. It's just
to install it.
Yeah, like updating the kernel, all that shit. I'm sure that there are topics, but I mean, is there any specific distro that you guys favor over the others?
I'm a big fan of Debian.
Yeah.
Honestly, because of the package system with apt-get, if you've never used apt-get before, once you use it, you're going to fucking cream your pants.
You will. You will.
Dude, apt-get is like the closest thing to God as Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
Berserk is 212% right on that. I know Nopix comes with it.
Nopix,
standard, I'm pretty
Nopix
sure. It is Debian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so not... I mean, you could do a hard drive install of like Nopix STD if you wanted all the security stuff, but personally, I have just a plain Nopix disk somewhere around here. I don't know where it is right now, but it's somewhere. And I mean, I installed that without a hitch at all, and it ran just fine.
Yeah.
So, and then Berserk here tried to get me to install Debian, just like straight up Debian, and then I did that and I screwed it all up and.
Well, I'm going to use Nopix on the asterisk box
once I get the hard drive in there.
Your problem was with the keyboard. It was because of a laptop.
Yeah, I screwed it up either way. It didn't work. It didn't like me.
Yeah. But if you're just putting it on a regular computer, once Debian is installed, like, it can be... It's worth the work.
Yeah.
I mean, the system, it gets updated so much. There's daily updates to Debian.
Well, I'm on 6K again. I can't really update.
You can still get up. Like, if you were to actually just set it to, update, like, set it up to update when you go to bed,
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I do. I set up the upgrade, and I go to bed.
Nice.
I'm upgraded.
Could you send me a couple discs with that on it?
I actually lost my keyboard. Like, the whole drive is gone.
Damn.
I straight lost that bitch. But I'm betting Shada could probably burn a couple for you.
Yeah, I have 100 CDs that I don't burn very much with, so.
I don't know if you have money to ship it, but if you don't, I can just send you some money.
Yeah, I can get it. That's not that big a deal.
Right?
And, of course, Minion, if I do this, you have to let me drop your docs to everybody.
Oh, God.
No.
You know, I know I'm going to hear this as soon as the show's out. I know what Mark's going to say, and Mark S. is going to say, why didn't you say go to distro.info? So I'll put that in there. As it is, the stuff with distro.info isn't set up quite right, and I think Minion would prefer to have the CD in the next week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about how long it'll take to send some shit to Florida to Idaho, I'm guessing about a week.
I'd say probably about that, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, shit, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, have you figured out anything for me to talk about Photoshop?
Oh, yeah, I have. Where'd he go? Hold on.
We're so on the ball.
I know, aren't we? First of all, the pen tool. Do you use that?
My God, yes, I do.
Okay, because I hear everybody's like, oh my God, the pen tool is like the god of everything on there. And I don't have the slightest idea what makes it so special.
All right, the pen tool was the last thing that I learned how to use because it is one of the most difficult concepts to grasp in Photoshop. You have the pen tool, and there are little tidbits of information that you have to put into everything. And in order to use the pen tool, you have to be able to have a new mask, or not a new mask, a new path, and then it's, when you look at the layers palette, there's layers, channels, and paths in little tabs. You need to click on paths, then new path, and then you can start using the pen tool. And the way that...
Sorry.
Hello?
Hi.
The way that the pen tool works, you click, and then you can click again, but if you click, then click drag, you can make a curved line. And what this is extremely useful... God damn!
Turn it off.
I'll turn it off. Okay, go ahead. I'm
going. But yeah, so you can click, then you can click drag, and when you click and drag, you can curve the line in any direction that you want it. And the way that that works is, so the farther you drag out, the larger the curve becomes, and so on and so forth. But what the pen tool is extremely useful for is making outlines of anything. It might take a little bit longer than, say, the selection tool, but you'll get a more true perception, and you won't have to go by with the eraser tool and just fucking click, click, click all the time. And the pen tool allows you to make different designs on your own. Like for the Under Fire Radio one, I use the pen tool to highlight the tiles of the environment that I was working in, and it allowed me to make things a lot clearer than they are. And also, once you create a path, you can resize it without the image, getting bigger, or without pixelation. So the lines will re-render themselves, and the path will become larger or smaller. Now, what you've selected around isn't actually selected if you've completed the path. You need to go back to the paths palette and control-click that path you've just created, and it'll select the image for you. Then you can right-click that with the magic selection wand of doom, and you can invert selection and delete the background of whatever, or you can delete whatever you just wanted to cut out. And the pen tool is just awesome. That's the pen tool.
So that is the pen tool.
All right, yeah, so I got a question.
All right.
Team P.
What?
She always has the mouth in, like I've seen that you have, it's just a big fucking ball. Is that got something to do with Photoshop? I've heard it's easier to use for Photoshop, but I don't know. But the only time I ever see people use those is when they're in the graphics.
Oh, my little mouse with the ball?
Yeah, it's just a big-ass ball on a thing.
That thing is actually a primitive layer of security. My friends, they'll get on my computer, and then they'll start trying to click around. Then they look at the mouse, and they're like, what the fuck? Then they try to get up and find another mouse, and that gives me time to get back on the computer.
So it's nothing to do with Photoshop.
No, not at all, but I do believe that it helps because you don't have to move the goddamn, you don't have to move around the mouse with your whole arm, and your wrist doesn't have to maneuver. It's more controlled with your thumb. My mom just hurt that mouse, so yeah, that's why I've got it. And by the way, it's a Logitech, and it's got a big-ass ball on the side, so if you search Logitech's site, you can find it, yada yada.
It's a fucking monstrosity.
It's enormous,
it never
and you have to
been made.
You have to clean it.
No, no, I can't have a mouse like that.
Well, see, you have to take out the ball, like by banging it against the wall, the ball will fall out, and you have to take like a cloth and clean the little ballpoint rotation things on the inside so that it doesn't get all gunked up and moves chunky.
That's horrible.
It is. But see, they're like ballpoint pens on the inside, but they don't have any ink. It just allows it to rotate freely. And there's a little laser, like, it's an optical mouse, but it reads off the dotted ball. So, I could take a closer picture of it.
Okay, I didn't expect it to be optical.
It is. There's like a little light on the inside that's optical. That's why the ball's dotted all fucking.
Hey, you know what, guys? It's really fucking cold outside.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's raining up here. God damn.
Personally, I'm rather hot. I have my shirt off, and I'm inside with the fan on.
I would say it's raining, but it's actually ice falling.
Nice.
Sometimes the ice falls hard enough that it, like, blows transformers, the electric stuff, and, like breaks windows and shit.
I just had something hit my window.
I heard that, I think.
It was like...
Okay, so, I don't have much to talk about UE, so I think I'm going to talk about those radios. As we said before, I got 8 GMRS FRS radios on eBay. I need to find something to do with 8 fucking radios.
Give me one. Or two.
Well, I know I'm going to keep about 4 of them. That gives me 4 more to toy with. I think our whole creating a nationwide walkie-talkie thing could be a kind of cool project. It doesn't really serve a purpose at all, but it would be fun to do nonetheless.
Yeah, and also, I would not be able to participate because I'm fucked with a 56K. However, Quest around here I might be getting DSL, I'm not positive. If I do get DSL, yay.
Hmm. I thought of something. Hmm. Now, what if you had one where it used the Vox feature, but it plugged into a regular phone, like a either a cell phone or a cordless phone that has the jack for a Vox earset, like a two-way Vox thing, so it could plug into the phone and send through the phone.
Hmm.
Well, you could have a phone sitting there on like a, because that would work out, because I could have like my cell phone, have it plugged in there, have my cell phone dialed up to a conference.
Oh yeah, and then I
radio.
Could. God damn, that might work.
And I would have to like keep it going in my backpack or something so there's no feedback, and then just keep the volume pretty much all the way down.
Yeah.
But I think that could work.
Or you should be like duct tape neck earpiece.
We'd be making our own Nextel.
That would be awesome.
Because then it would go anywhere you go. If you had it with a cell phone, you could take it anywhere.
Yeah, you could.
That's the project. Figure out how to make it work with a cell phone.
That would be sick.
And then we can set up, once we get our Asterisk set up, we can set up a conference that's just for the walkie-talkie.
That would be sick.
You know what you could do? Duct tape the earpiece to the mouthpiece.
All right, I was looking more for a technical thing here.
Hey, but what can I say? If it works, it works. You know?
You gotta do it with that cool camouflage duct tape you can get at the surplus store.
The what?
You can get duct tape with camouflage. However,
oh, yeah, I have.
However, it's glossy camouflage.
I'm an extreme, like, duct tape fan, and I've got rolls and rolls of duct tape of many colors, and I know how to make anything out of duct tape. Like, I got this little mini recorder, and I made a sheath for it out of duct tape. And I have 3 or 4 wallets.
You might be interested in this. I was doing some stuff with the Army a while back, and they got, I'm sure you probably heard it, it's 90-mile-per-hour duct tape. Pretty much what they were able to do is, it was a small vehicle, probably about the size of a Geo, behind a Humvee, and instead of using rope to tow it, they used duct tape.
Nice.
And they were able to get up to 90 miles per hour before it broke. I don't think they used a Humvee to pull it, actually, because Humvees don't go 90.
Well, they can, but not Army. Yeah, if you go and buy a new Hummer, yeah, it can go 90, but not a Humvee. Humvees are, yeah, like, they don't go over, like, 60, ever. 60 is like, whoa! And the whole thing is vibrating, and you're like, oh, shit! Yeah. But
I'm trying to
find a Humvee off a guy. It's awesome. There's an old construction company here. Where they have some old deuce and a half and Humvees. And they got a Humvee truck from, like, it's a Marine one. It's still got the Marine symbols on it, but it's desert camouflage, and I guess it's like a Gulf War surplus.
Nice.
And it's awesome. Just been in the yard forever. I know it needs work, but I know mechanics at the motor pool at the National Guard here, so I can probably get them to fix it. I want to see if I can get it off him cheap. Get me an actual Marine Corps Humvee.
Nice.
Agreed.
It's like a convertible top truck. That would be odd, dude. That'd be the hackermobile from hell. Can you imagine
all driving in that Humvee?
That'd be great. Rolling up to DEF CON, like, go stay in a nicer hotel and you got fucking valets and shit and roll up in your Humvee. Oh, that would be sweet, dude.
Yeah, you've got to have, like, one of those directional wireless antennas that, like, have basically look like a satellite dish sticking out the window so you can war drive.
Well, it already has, like, a really big whip antenna on it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if we could just turn that into a big-ass Wi-Fi antenna.
And it requires some conversions and maybe some...
Yeah. I think my boy here, my boy Nexus, he's a really good in the ham and other radio things.
Oh, yeah.
I think he could probably do it. That'd be nice to have, like, a 12-foot whip on a Humvee.
Yeah.
Pump that bitch up to, like, 20-30 dBi gain. Get like a fucking 10-mile direction. It wouldn't be personal, though, 10-mile range. I guess, well, that would be in a vacuum tube, probably. But it'd probably be a couple, 3 miles, you know?
Yeah.
You could
just, like, connect a wire from that to your house when you drive up. Have free internet.
The only problem is if I had a Humvee and I wanted to drive somewhere, like, I'd want to go, like, other towns, like, 40 miles an hour. You know?
I could totally, like, interstate, like, going like an old grandpa and people cussing you out.
What I would have to do at some point in time is wait till the army's convoying somewhere and then just go jump into the convoy.
Oh, like, cheap.
I know around here they convoy down to Kansas all the time, and I can do that on the way to Vegas. So I can convoy, you know, a couple states with the army.
Nice.
I can wait outside one of the forts in Kansas for another convoy going west and just ride with convoys, never get pulled over, because you cannot pull over a convoy.
Yeah. They got bigger guns than you.
I've tried to do it before, though. I saw an Iowa State trooper try to pull over a convoy like 100 trucks.
Damn.
And it was like, you know, that shit's not happening, dude.
Yeah.
It'll be an hour before they get moving again. Convoys don't stop.
Yeah, but I could see you, like, driving around in Las Vegas at DEF CON with your Hummer, and just people like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is not going to be a nice bling-bling Hummer. It's going to be a tactical fucking warfighting machine.
You have to get someone to weld you a hatchet man out of, like, straight rusted steel, rusted iron, and put it on the back.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be fucking awesome.
It's still got, one thing nice is the wheels and the hubs on it. It's still got the run flat tires.
Nice.
If I hook a compressor up to it, I'm sure it's probably dead. You know, if my tires popped, it would compress air. It would put compressed air into the tire constantly until I fixed it.
Yay.
So you could shoot my tire with a bullet and it could still drive.
You'd be like, bitch,
ah! Going away at 40 miles. It's too big of a hole, but it's for, you know, minor holes. But still, I mean, tires that pump themselves. Awesome.
That would be great.
I'm going to go. My earpiece fell out my ear.
Minion.
Yes.
Are you putting your phone anywhere near the computer?
No.
Okay. Do you hear that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because my phone is, like, so not near the computer. Bizarre.
Hold on, I'm
like, way, way away from the computer.
So am I. I'm, like, in my room. And no one near the
computer. Well, whatever.
Hold on, guys, I gotta go.
All right, well, that was Minion, everybody.
Okay, that was Minion. Bye, Minion.
Bye.
All right, yo, later, guys.
Adios.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay. So we should actually probably start wrapping it up if we want to stick under our 80 minutes rule that we said a long time ago. So people can
see. It's been that long.
Yeah, it was.
Really? That's why
we are on an hour and 11.
All right. Well, I don't have any shouts because I didn't think of any.
All right, I have a couple.
Oh, geekloveradio.com.
Oh, yes.
They linked us on their front page with a button, which was made by Minion, and they were on the screensavers on Monday. And when they showed the site two times, you could see the underfireradio.com button show up just in time to see where it said underfireradio.com. That was pretty cool. We didn't get what they call screensavered off of it, like when you get a shitload of hits after it goes up on the thing. I know Geekloveradio Radio got, like, I think, like, 17,000 hits off it.
Oh, my God.
And we got, like, 300 or 400.
But that's okay.
Which, I mean, I'm not complaining about 300 or 400 hits.
That's not bad.
So,
plus, we're, like, third on the list if you just search for Under Fire on Google, which is nice. So.
Yeah. I found out there is a band called Under Fire.
Yeah, I checked that out today, actually.
They're a Czechoslovakian punk band that sings English punk.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. One of these days, one of their songs in the air, probably.
Yeah.
I emailed them to ask them if it's okay, and they didn't get back to me.
All right. Underfireband.com, I believe the website was.
Check out underfireband.com.
So, yeah. Let's hear. Shouts. I'll shout out to Natalie, just because I can.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you should email me, Natalie. I'm berserk at underfireradio.com.
I'll give you her screen name after we get done here. So.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Just beware. Other thing for English chicks.
I don't blame you. And if she decides to show you
a picture. I was considering moving there. Like, I don't necessarily would say I like England. I've never been there, but from what I hear, I just don't know if I would like it. But I would move there just to get an English chick.
That is a worthwhile thing, I think.
From my understanding, there are some girls there that like guys just because they're American. So it might work out. Maybe I could actually, you know, get a chick in England.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, shout out to you, baby.
But, yeah, I'll give that to you. I don't really have... Oh, wait, yes. I want to give shouts to the big guy in my class who gave me the box.
And yeah, that was really
cool. I also
want
to give shouts to whoever wants to send me a 10-gigabyte or up hard drive. So, whoever that is, let me know.
Yeah, and then you will be shouted.
And you will have access to an 866 number for Under Fire Radio.
Yes, including voicemail and things of the such.
Yes, yes.
And our elite walkie-talkie system.
If we will get that up.
Please email any ideas you have about it. Just thoughts here and there to email at underfireradio.com. Subject, walkie-talkies.
Yeah, and we've been lacking on the email, by the way, too. So get back up on that. I think it's because we haven't ranted on it the entire episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
email
Minion,
at underfireradio.com.
Yeah, Minion has a shout, by the way, he's telling me. To juniorbach.com, JRBACH.com. Check that out. He's the graphics artist for them, or something, I believe. So check that out. Pretty cool. Hacking website. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that about does it.
I think so.
Last week I put on a song, or I had you put on a song by Ari Ari. You did put that on, right? Because I don't really usually listen to that part of the show. I mean, I already did the show. I don't really need to listen to it. I listened to part of it, but all right. I accidentally gave him the wrong song. So I'm going to put another one up from them, and then hopefully next week we can play Under Fire on the Under Fire Radio. So, yeah, this is going to be a song from Ari Ari. And is there anything else?
Not that I know of. So, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Keep your heads up for a new contest coming in the next month. It may include those radios or one of my eBay finds.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to be looking for stupid cheap things on eBay and then sending them to people for free for stupid reasons.
Always a good contest to have.
Yes. I have no idea why we need another contest, but it's just kind of fun.
Yes, get some.
We need to get Bastard's Box set up so we can have a call-in contest.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Like, call out a number under fire. 3473. All right. Well, I think that's about it. This has been episode 9.
Yep.
We're getting there.
Heck yeah.
And I do apologize for the lack of content.
Hey, this time we had some content, which was good.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, yeah. Send all your bitch mail to underfireradio at, or...
Email at underfireradio.com.
Yeah. You'd think we know it by now.
Yeah. And Shada at underfireradio.com, just because I get emails.
Oh, I know. I once again made a working podcast.
Ooh.
It's on iPodder X, which I guess is 60% of our hits, our listeners. It's on there, but if you want to access our podcast, it started with episode 8, and I'll continue on from there, so I didn't feel like going in and doing all this stuff. But it is episodes.underfireradio.com/underfire.xml. That is all lowercase. So that's our podcast.
So, yeah.
And I think that wraps it up, so quit sending us your podcast emails.
Yeah, so I got to go take a poo, so I'm going to leave. So.
All right. See you.
Peace out.
I was diving down.